This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, wonderful patriots listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? I just want you to know we can defeat leftism easily. I give you the secret daily on how to do it. And here's what it is. I'm going to say it again. Don't pay attention to them. And good for you, because you're not paying attention to them. And I'm going to prove it. I'm also going to prove that you are the coolest kids on the playground. Everybody wants you at the party, whether you get the invitation or not. They want to be you. They want to be like you. They envy that they can't. That's what they're jealous of. Welcome again to KevinJacksonNetwork.com is how you can find me and all the things that we do. It's amazing what we have going on. And I'm going to tell you something. There will come a time where, I don't know when it'll be, but my little network, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, will be one of the most visited websites again, despite being banned on social media from Twitter and Facebook. But I'm telling, and I know you guys saw the thing where they reinstituted Trump's ban on Facebook. There will be a time where nobody will care if you're banned on Facebook. They will not care. They'll say, what's the big deal? Facebook and Twitter are dead men walking. They are setting their own. They're the ones that are going to having the issues, whether you believe it or not. The trajectory for them, the trend line for them is bad. And we're talking about trends. That's what we're talking about today. The left wants to be you. I know they pretend, folks. Pay attention to me. They pretend to love their lives. But do they really love their lives? They make their lives look so glamorous that we find ourselves getting sort of lulled in, like, you know, Jason and the Argonauts and the sirens calling them in from shore. You know, and you think, that looks like such a great life. I want that life. I want the bachelor life. Remember, I gave you guys the update that one of the dudes who was a bachelor, he was gay. See, that's what leftism is. It lures you in and then it goes, gotcha. All these women fawning over this dude. And then he comes out later. I was gay. Yes. And I really wish that I had just recognized it earlier and I could have come out. Look, and I told you guys before. If a dude is gay and he recognizes it at the age of 13, I think it's really sad that he can't explore that, have that conversation with his parents and understand it a little bit better. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. I don't know. Maybe he's getting mixed signals from, who knows? But what they do is they hide it. And as a society, we need to encourage our children to speak to us. What's one of the toughest things to do as a parent? You tell your kids, it's better if you tell me the truth, because if I catch you in the lie, it's going to be far worse. You know what your kids do? They still lie. They would still face the consequence of the lie because they don't feel like they can talk to you. When you know you've broken through, I'm just giving you a little parental advice here. Just call me Dr. Kev, okay? When your kids come to you, when they know they've lied, or when they fess up, or when they come to you and say, listen, here's what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling, you have a breakthrough. You better be encouraging that. And that's true of all your relationships. If your spouse comes to you and says, you know, honey, I really think we need to spice things up in the bedroom. Don't get offended. Don't be, oh, Lord. You don't do that. You go, let's talk about it. That's the mature thing to do. Leftists can't talk about anything. They're too crazy. They don't want to talk about stuff. That's what they want to pretend. And that's why, I don't have any statistics on this, but I'm going to bet you the divorce rate amongst people that claim to be Democrats is higher than it is with the conservatives. I'm not saying we don't get divorced. I'm divorced. But I'm telling you, the divorce rate's higher because they don't know what they want. And even when they have it, they don't know. Think about it. They get mega money from movies and stuff like this. And you know what they do? They complain. I didn't get a trophy. Where's my trophy? Well, your trophy is that paycheck of $20 million for the last film. Well, I mean, that's nice, but where's my trophy? Why are you giving a trophy to all the white people? But they made a lot less money, but they got a trophy. I don't even care about the money. Give me the trophy. Oh, you don't care about the money. Well, I do. You get what I'm saying? Oscar's so white. By the way, have you watched their reality shows? Have you watched the leftist reality shows? You know, Rich Housewives, Below Deck, whatever. Everybody, you know, woohoo, look at us. We rented out a yacht for $150,000 for a week. They want to show how lavish their lives are. I can rent out a yacht for this much and have an entire group of people, waiting on me and my friends, and they've televised their exorbitant, extravagant lifestyles. And then they lament the plight of the, look at that poor child over there, look at that little orphan, and they don't give any money to them, but they'll go spend $150,000, $200,000 on a yacht for a week. Look, if you got it like that, congratulations. If I was a billionaire, I'd be on a yacht like that all the time because it would be like buying a cup of coffee. But I'm not. And I would have earned it, and I'd be upfront about it. You're doggone right I'm going to go be on my yacht. But I don't lament the idea that I need to pay more taxes and then go on a yacht and not pay my taxes. I don't want to pay more taxes. I think they're taxing the heck out of us, and I want to enjoy my money because I think I'm a better steward of it, and I'm going to help people in my own way, yada, yada, yada. But if I have the money, I'll go on the yacht. I'm just telling you, folks, they don't want to live their lies because their lives are pretense. They create these fake lies of lavish, lush living. But if you watch these shows, do you find yourself saying, I don't know how they can stand one another? Or do you find yourself saying, I wouldn't do that to a friend. I wouldn't have a friend do that to me. Okay, guilty pleasure. I have watched them a couple times, but only for scientific reasons, for research. Trust me, folks, we're not just talking Hollywood either. Leftists can't stand themselves under any circumstances. Any. And what's funny, you watch them right now, they act like there's some big beef happening within the Republican Party because Donald Trump is targeted Liz Cheney, a rhino. So they say, we have issues. Look, people, we began solving our problem in 2016 when we dumped the establishment and brought in the outsider, the best president in modern history. There was a time when Democrats would have applauded such a move. But they're not the party they once were. They're far worse. No longer do Democrats only lynch black folks. They lynch everybody who disagrees with them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists live in total fear, folks. Fear is second nature to them. They fear everything. And what they don't fear, they can be talked into fearing. What a life to lead. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a show for the ages. It is. This is a show that you can listen to 10 years from now. There'll be fewer leftists, but it'll fit like a glove. It'll be the same. A lot of the stuff won't be around that I've already talked about. If the leftists continue the trend, the various trends that they have, there will be nothing remaining of leftism. I've recapped a lot of it. I've recapped the Democratic Party and the idea that Joe Biden is the boss of the party. 26.9 million people listened to his speech versus 47.7 for Donald Trump. That is a trend. Those are the numbers. They're legit. You can't hide from that data.
More people are interested in Trump today than they are Joe Biden. It was true a year ago. It was true 4 years ago. It was true 10 years ago. Joe Biden is a non-entity. Nobody cares about that demented fool. I know leftists don't like to hear that. Some of them don't. But most of them already know it. I don't say anything they don't already know. Don't fool yourself. What a life. So I put together this short list of leftist fears because they're fearful people. Leftists are scared of you. They are. They can't live up to your standards. That's what they hate so much. You know what's funny? You are in no way sanctimonious. You don't brag. You're not like pompous about it. You're not over in, you know, nothing. I could come up with some other adjectives. I don't need to, right? You're none of those things that they want you to be, but they accuse you of it because they want to feel better. Like, look at you over there, Kevin, Mr. Sanctimonious, accusing me of this or that. I'm doing none of the things. It's projection, folks. It's projection. It's their weakness. It's their fears. When people tend to bite at you, it's usually out of fear. If they show jealous, like, oh, look at him, I'm trying to get a point, you know, trying to raise a, get a new job and get that new promotion or whatever. It's a fear for them that they can't do it, that they're inadequate. That's what it is. The reason why you celebrate when your friends get hit the lotto in any way, they get a new car, they get a new raise, they get a new whatever, they take a vacation, they announce, you're celebratory. Yes, way to go, Ted. You know what? You needed a break, bro. Good for you. Where are you going? They tell you where they're going. You're excited for them. Don't you like being you? I like you. I really do. The Kevin Jackson team, we don't like you. We love you. Because you're encouraging. Even when you're trying to give constructive criticism, you're encouraging. Hey, look, Kev, I love this about, man, but you might do this or that. You're very encouraging. You're inspiring. Leftists are not like that. They're jealous. You're going, oh, vacation. How many vacations after you this year? I haven't taken a vacation in 10 years. Wow. So why are you doing it now? I mean, they will look for anything to make you, to demoralize you. Look at black folks. Well, Kevin, you do know that y'all's people were slaves, man. I mean, and God, and your lack of civil rights, bro. I mean, come on. Come on, bro. Surely you can't stand that. You do realize, man, it's ongoing, man. It's institutional. No, I don't feel it at all. I hang out with a bunch of white people all the time. I ride on their big boats and I stay at their hotel-sized homes. And they pay for my golf and my food. I mean, I love white people. And I'm joking when I say people pay for stuff, but because I do offer to pay. But, you know, if you're hanging out with somebody and you're, you know, at their home or whatever. No, Kevin, it's on me. I'll come to your home. And they're right. I'll pay when you come here. So I don't look at it as taking. I'm not like looking for reparations or anything. Anyway, let me tell you about leftist fears. The fear of being found out is one of the biggest leftist fears. For example, being found out that they're not as good at their jobs. I know leftists who hide at their jobs, man. They don't want you to know they're not good. And the better you are at your job, the worse they hate you. Why? Because you can expose how bad they are at theirs. Or, here's their other fear, they're not as good as they think they are at something. I can only put that into fight terms right now, but I've had some leftists like, oh man, I could beat that guy. And they go, well, you know, we're in martial arts, go get in the ring. And you find out you can't. Maybe you're not as good. I could tell you an under the ground story about a couple of guys who were beefing. They're conservatives, but one of them is a little suspect. But I'm not going to do it. But anyway, I'm just telling you, leftists are afraid of being found out that they're not as good as they are at their job, that they're not as good as they claim to be. You know, oh, I can do this or that. No, you're not. No, you can't. You've never done that. They're afraid of being found out. Worst of all, they're afraid of being found out as hypocrites. The realization that they're not leftists at all. That's a huge fear for them. And here's the problem. They face it every day because common sense hits them in the face. As soon as they start a company and they're paying somebody $7.35 an hour, they go, we're going to pay more than minimum wage. And they do. And then they find out they can't make payroll in a year. Or they got some other lame brain idea about how they're going to run their business. Everything's going to be free, and we just want people to pay what they think it's worth. Try that in the hood, okay? That's all I got to say. Oh, yeah. Because I'm going to call my cousin them and say, go get it over there at that white girl's, that woke white girl store. And pay her, wink, wink, what she thinks it's worth. Leftists are afraid of people discovering who they really are. That's one of their biggest fears. You might actually get to know me and know that I'm a fraud, I'm a hypocrite. I live in nothing. I don't live the life that I espouse publicly. I don't live it privately, etc. They're afraid of it, and they should be. They're the most two-faced, mask-wearing suckers on the planet, and you can't believe a word that comes out of their mouths. And if you talk to them about it and you reason with them, it always ends up with them going, well, I guess I need to do more research. I guess I need to find out more about it. Liars, liars, liars. They also fear failure. They don't want to try. Give me a universal basic income so I don't have to try, so I can live off of somebody else and see if things will work or whatever. They don't want to find out who they are and fail and discover. And failure is absolutely phenomenal, man. It's such a building process because you fail, and then when you recover, it's like, oh my gosh, you feel like King Kong up in this mug. They don't want to fail. But let me tell you something. That's why there was a mass exodus of leftists. Black folks tripled the amount of people that vote, black folks that voted for Trump before. Millions of Democrats left that party. They abandoned leftism. And you know what they're chasing, folks? You. They want to be you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because when we're inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask. President Biden's comments when asked why he's wearing a mask inside, although he's around people that are fully vaccinated. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says good policy, according to who?
Not according to me, not according to the CDC, and just about most places around the world. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, John, he's also said that he wears a mask outside because it's out of habit, or he's worried some random person's going to come up to him, despite the fact that the Secret Service doesn't really allow that to happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists President Biden is trying to turn around an economy that was in a state of crisis when he took office. Yellen said today that she believes the U.S. will reach full employment by next year, even after a lackluster jobs report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A prosecutor who made national headlines last year may be losing her law license.
The St. Louis prosecutor who charged a couple with brandishing weapons against Black Lives Matter protesters that broke onto private property last summer could have her law license revoked for professional misconduct. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who charged Mark and Patricia McCloskey following the incident in July, has been accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts. The McCloskeys, claiming Gardner harbored bias against them, has asked for their criminal case to be revisited by a grand jury. Gardner was removed from the case in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consuming large amounts of sugary drinks could have a serious negative impact on the health of women before the age of 50. A new study in the medical journal GOOT analyzed 95,000 female nurses over the past two decades. They found that women who drank over 16 ounces of sugary drinks every day were two times more likely to be diagnosed with early onset bowel cancers. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
So I mentioned I was at this party, and this dude, his name is Adam, he's telling me, Kevin, yeah, I was explaining to, there was a lady, she's in the movie business, her name is Martha, or what, I don't know her name was really, but he's like, her name is Martha, and I was telling her about you, and she was like, well, Kevin so-and-so, and she's like, Kevin Martin? And he was like, no, no, no. And the guy who was hosting the party's name is Kevin, too. And I finally looked at him, I said, Adam, why didn't you just say Black Kevin? It was so funny. I'm the only black dude at the party, except for the black cop I mentioned when, if you were listening to that broadcast. There was a black cop who was a big dude in a cop uniform, and then there was me in my derby gear. I was looking rather dapper, I will, if I do say so myself. And he won't even say to this woman, the black dude, the little black dude that was there, you know, whatever, little black bro over there, you know, what? Because he wants to be so politically correct. God, was irritating. I could have met the lady. So now I'm going to have a meeting with her later, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it just bugged me. Bugged me. Anyway, I've been talking about trends, and I've given you trends about the Democrats themselves. Joe Biden, he's Mr. Popular, right? Why can't he draw a crowd? Nothing's new. It's worse for Joe Biden than it was before. And here's what's funny. It's only going to get worse. Wait till he gives a State of the Union. You know who watches Joe Biden on the conservative side? Why we do? We want to see the train wreck, the looky-loos. But most of us have even gotten smart enough to say, I'm not watching that drivel. I'll wait for the clips. We'll just have our ambassadors watch Joe Biden. We're not going to watch him. And what about the NBA? Numbers way down. The NFL. Numbers way down. Everything the leftists touch turns to turd. That's the way I like to rephrase it. It turns to turd. Nothing they do is going to come to fruition. No seed they plant will find its purchase and sprout into something. Nothing. It's counter to human nature. It's counter to God. It's counter to all of it. Anything good. But yours is not. You think about everything you do with, like, philanthropically or whatever. There are very few people. Let me give you an example. So this party I went to, I know I talk about this party a lot because I hang out with the jet setters, and of course I had some cocktails. But they gave the money to the local police department. Now, a lot of people probably don't know that, but that's what they did. It was a fundraiser that went to support the local police department so they could get body armor. That's what this was for. And while I'm glad to be a part of it, and of course hanging out with the jet settlers and drinking my cocktails, I was more proud that under the covers, that's what the party was for. It was amazing. Anyway, back to the trends. And the trending is this. Everything that you believe in is trending upward. You believe in free speech and social media. Theirs is trending downward. Ours is trending upward. And every single day, dozens, if not hundreds of people, maybe more, I don't keep up, join PolitiChatter.com where they can find me. And I'm going to tell you, get on there. Don't worry about the bugs and little kinks that you might run into from time to time. It will work for you. And in a year, you're going to be so glad you're there. It's crazy. But it's growing. Ours is growing. Theirs is shrinking. Our party is growing. Theirs is shrinking. We're making wholesale changes. We're getting rid of the rhinos. Do you know how many rhinos quit this year because they were like, Trump has got a pack and he's going to come after us. Let me get my pension and let me get out of this while I can with my skin still attached to my body. They're out. And others will follow. And they will be replaced with staunch conservatives because you know what? You're trending up. People want to be like you. Ladies, the leftist women envy you and they want to be like you. I promise you they do. They envy every aspect of your life. They envy the truthfulness of it, the sincerity of it, the humanity of it. They envy your guy, who you have as a dude, or maybe your lady. They envy your children. They envy everything about you. Don't have to worry about their fancy cocktail dresses and their parties and their cocktails and whatever else. And their so-called friendships. They envy everything about you. They don't want you to know it, but they do. Dudes. They want to be, every dude wants to be you and every leftist chick wants to get with you. I promise you they do. They don't want those eunuchs, those sissies, those pansies on their side. They want real men. Alpha guys. They want us. That's what they want. There is no woman in Europe going, I love American pansy men. Nowhere do they love the pansy guy. They love the alpha male that defines the American spirit, the Chuck Norrises of the world, right? That's who they want. Anyway, I've been talking about this drop in popularity across the board for everything left is due. And I went into I'm talking dramatic numbers, folks. I can recap it if you want, but the NBA has lost minimum 20-30% of its audience. More than that, I believe. The NFL, down to dangerous levels. The only thing propping it up are the cable TV deals, etc. Gone. I mentioned the other day, watching the Kentucky Derby. Those are athletes I love. Horses. You know why I love those animals? Greyhounds. But I love the sound of those hoofs. But I love it because the horse that won Medina's Spirit didn't come on TV going, please translate. I'm just won this race for the injustice of my brothers that have been eaten, you know, for horse meat. Why can't they just stick with the cows? But I appreciate this win and Black Lives Matter. Or Black Horses Matter. Black Beauty. He didn't do that. He's a horse. He won a race. He's going to get his accolades. He's going to get out the pasture. He's going to get what every top athlete gets. He's going to get the girls. He's going to get the money. He's going to get treated like royalty. And God forbid he wins the Triple Crown. He's a better athlete than LeBron James or Stephen Curry or any of those putzes. No matter, they could live 50 lifetimes and they will never be the athlete of that horse because that horse has one purpose. He knows his purpose and it's to run and to run beautifully and let people find the art in what he did. See, we would find the art in LeBron James if he'd keep his big, fat, dumb mouth shut. We'd say, you know what? He gets out there, he gets it done, he's not belly aching, and he can make his statements privately. LeBron James is worth almost $1 billion. You know what he's done? He's built a community center and he's got some school. Do you think he does it because he so cares about the plight of all these kids? He does it because it makes him look good. It raises his Q score. That's all he cares about, his Q score. He doesn't have a lust for learning and a passion for it. If he did, he would shut his mouth and actually learn something. It's all about them. That's what Kaepernick was about. That, oh, he's now the Pied Piper. Thank God we're not talking about that clown that much anymore. But he's the Pied Piper of the social justice movement. Kaepernick wanted a fat contract. Do you know right now Tim Tebow got a tryout for a thing? They called it racism that they let Tim Tebow try out for a team and not Kaepernick. Let me ask you this. Would it be racism if you injected cancer into your body, into your organization? I wouldn't bring Kaepernick in to be the janitor at my company because he would want to organize how much money we made. You know what janitors get paid at the surgery center? Yeah, but we're at a factory. We don't have to be quite as clean as that janitor has to keep his stuff. These people are complainers no matter what. But they're not complaining for the greater good. They use it. They cloak their racism. They cloak their sexism. They cloak their homophobia, whatever, in wokeness. They cloak it. It's not reality. They aren't woke. They're the farthest thing from being woke. You know who's woke? Pay attention, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're woke. You're woke to the reality of your circumstances. Don't call me a racist when I'm not a racist. That teacher that came out, I played a clip from her the other day where she said, you wanted me to teach racism. You want me not to push back on something that I have to denigrate myself? Forget you. White people out there, you are the salt of the earth. I would follow you from continent to continent. You are such good people. And somebody wants to make you feel bad. But they're losing. And you know why they're losing? Because black folks go home to the reality. Every single day, some black folk that goes out there, white man this, white man that, and then he goes to his hood. And you know who's his offender? You know who the perpetrator is, the criminal element that he's got to deal with? Somebody that looks like him or her. It ain't you. It's not your kids. See, that's the real trend line. The trend line of increased crime, increased squalor, all these things, and why they want universal basic income and all this other nonsense. The trend line is leftism is dying. Sports is just one metaphor for it, but we'll come back and talk more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Your parents want to talk to me about their profession and their opinion on their profession? I would love to hear that. I know very little about anything else in the world other than education, okay? However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me. Because I am so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. I have never once gone to a doctor's appointment and tried to tell my medical health provider how to treat me. You know why? Because I know nothing about that. I didn't get my degree in medicine. this is my go-off period.
That was a hot mic moment from a teacher. She didn't realize she was being recorded. But what's funny to me is that she dares these parents to come at her. How dare they tell educators how to do their job? These are just dumb parents. She's an educator. She knows how to educate. You're the dumb parents that have degrees in, what, science, technology? My degrees are in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I think I know as much as you do. I may not know all the ins and outs of education, but I do know math, and I do know science. And you know what? As a professional writer, I actually have a pretty decent command of the English language. There's a lot of things I know. I speak multiple foreign languages. I do know a little bit about that, too. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This woman compares herself to a doctor. And I love the intimidation factor. When leftists aren't lying to you, they're trying to intimidate you. I dare those parents to come at me. I dare them. What do they know? They don't know the process for teaching. You're right. But you know what's funny? We do a pretty good job of educating our kids. We did. And in fact, I did it for a year. Uncompensated. I didn't intimidate anybody. There were no scares, there were no shootings or bullying or anything else at my school, at Casa de Kevin. Lies and intimidation, that's how leftists try to control you. The trend, by the way, we're talking about trends. The trends for lies and intimidation is going up, 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 up. And it's tied directly to their fear. Directly. The more the leftists fear... fear of you finding out who they are, whatever they've done to you, the more they lie and intimidate, it goes up. Look at Giuliani. Does anybody believe for a second that the former mayor of New York, who's a former prosecutor, did anything wrong in his dealings with Trump? Do you believe that? You'd be crazy to believe that. Why did the FBI raid him? Seizing his computers and all that. What's funny, the FBI raised Giuliani, but they won't even look into Hunter Biden. They won't tell us what's on Hunter Biden's laptops. They didn't tell us what was on Anthony Weiner's laptops. They didn't tell us what was on Hillary Clinton's laptops. But they raid Cohen and they raid Giuliani, two attorneys associated with Trump. But no, I know, Kevin, you're making it up, man. It's conspiracy theory, lies and intimidation, man. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. As Martin Zweig said, the trend is your friend. Know what it is. Ironically, Mark Zuckerberg said this, figuring out what's the next big trend tells us what to focus on. So what's he focused on? Silencing you. That's the next big trend for the Democrats. What are they focused on? Climate change. It's an existential threat. It's the next big thing. Do you think Zuckerberg's not going to focus on that with them? They try to set the trends, but I've already told you the trends have been set. I've given you plenty of evidence. Just in the previous segment, I recapped Biden's numbers. I recapped the NFL, the NBA, and a host of others. And when we do another show, I'm going to talk about the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Grammys, the Tonys, the stats of CNN and MSNBC and even Fox News and others. I will prove to you that the trend line is your friend, conservatives, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. The trend is your friend. I look at these numbers and I get absolutely aglow. I feel like what must feel like to be pregnant. You know, they say they have that glow. I have a glow. I look at these numbers and I say to myself, holy shnikey, are we in vogue or what as conservatives? We don't have to lie to tell people to build a wall. They know to build it. We don't have to lie and tell people that capitalism is the best free market. I mean, the free market is the best government you can have. Capitalism. It's free. It's so empowering in every way because you can take whatever part of it you want, as little or as much as you choose. That's it. And I could go on. We are so in vogue. The way we raise our kids, the way we stick with family, the way we stick with friends, the way that we treasure these familial relationships and these friendships. Our business associations, how we deal with people, how we treat people with respect and admiration, how we aren't always looking to backstab and badmouth somebody. They hate us for it. They hate it. Trending, man. You look at everything these people touch, everything turns to crap. They cannot be successful. They have evil in their hearts. Let's move on to Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has suffered a massive loss in popularity. I quit watching baseball. I don't know how many of you did. And we're a baseball family. When I say we're a baseball family, I'm talking about friends with Dwight Gooden, Ozzie Smith, Cal Ripken Jr., Ryan Sandberg. I was about to say Carl Sandberg, black author. Ryan Sandberg. Many others. My son has a picture as a kid on Derek Jeter's knee as Derek is signing a baseball for him. I got Cody Bellinger to give a shout out to a friend of mine's son, Ethan, on his birthday while we were at the Gold Gloves. When I tell you we're a baseball family, we're a baseball family. I was never very good at baseball. I had one glove, one bat, and one ball my entire baseball career. And I was never very good at it, but my son is. My youngest son is. So we're always around it, and we've been blessed to be able to put him in some really cool circumstances for baseball. But I don't watch it. I don't watch it because they decided to butt in to Georgia politics. Stay out of it. And you know what it did? It made Republicans take notice. There's a poll that was done by Morning Consult. They measure MLB's net favorability rating. This is the difference between the percentage of those who view the sport positively versus those who view it negatively. And among Republicans, in the Morning Consult, it had dropped from 47 points viewing it positively, or positive to negative, to 12 points. A 35-point shift. I'm among them. I bet you are too. So, I didn't even look at... I haven't even... When we were talking about... We've covered sports. Biden and sports. We haven't even looked at capitalism. What's going on with Twitter? What's going on with Facebook? What's going on with Coca-Cola? What's going on with Nike? What's going on with all these so-called woke companies? Let's see what these woke companies look like in 2 years. I'm going to make your prediction and tell you companies are going to be getting rid of woke CEOs. There was a company in, Austria? They fired their marketing manager who was trying to bring in all this woke stuff. We talked about it. It's been months ago. I applauded this company. I said, that's a company that gets it. Look, if you want to give away something to the poor every time you sell a product, that's on you. But it shouldn't. That's not what you're in business for. I love that companies are philanthropic. But don't do it because you want to do it publicly because you want to be woke. Or you want to appear to be woke. You're not fooling me. The people who give the most give behind the scenes. They aren't trying to curry favor with the woke crowd. So look at what it's done to baseball. I don't have the numbers. I didn't Google baseball year over year because this really is rather recent with them. But all these major league sports, baseball avoided it because they weren't letting people take a knee. They avoided all this. But now they want to jump in the middle of it? What? Did the trend line certainly start to look positive for being woke? They never have. And you can take this to the bank. They never will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.